Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It is Wednesday, March 21st, 11 p.m. It's still very warm out. And if it's 11 p.m., that can only mean one thing, that you're on live on the greatest neo-soul show on the net, powered by x2thel.com. I'm the one and only Q-Man, and along with T-Mitch, we're going to deliver you another fantastic show of neo-soul explosion as only we can. What's up, T-Mitch?
I'm doing good. I was having a rough day, but now you got me ready for a neo-soul explosion, so I'm a little excited now.
Don't I know how to hype you up, man? Come on.
I appreciate that. I feel like you the Chuck B of this whole thing, and I'm Flavor Flav. I'm just having a bad day, and you just give me a reason to say, yeah, boy.
I can go with that. For our listeners out there, let me start off by saying that tonight I came within one championship of Kobe Bryant. I won my fourth basketball championship tonight, bringing me within one of Kobe Bryant.
Are you going to let everybody know that you're not talking about the National Basketball Association?
Obviously, I'm not if I'm saying I won the championship tonight.
I just felt you should let everybody know.
I won my Recreation League championship tonight, which brings me up to four championships in my life, one behind my hero, Kobe Bryant.
Why is Kobe? That's not a conversation for this show. We'll talk about
that.
Yeah,
you don't want it. You don't want to talk about that now. So what's going on, T-Mitch?
I mean, everything was good. It's been an up and down week. You know, it started last week where we ran into some problems, some snafus, and some booby traps with going to the Apollo to see Abby Dobson and Brad Marquis.
How did that go?
It didn't go well. We ended up not going.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Apparently, even if you have a press pass, you have to have a ticket.
Really?
Yes. So it took a very long time. Once, shout out to Abby Dobson, got me in contact with the Apollo in order to get us on the press list so that we can go. It took 5 hours to receive a response to the email that I sent putting us on the press list. And then when we did get the response was that in that 5 hours that had passed, there were only a few tickets remaining. So the group that was going to help out, weren't all going to be able to go. And I had to explain to some of my friends that the code is if everyone can't go, then no one goes.
Okay.
So nobody went. But I heard it was a really, really good show. Abby was tweeting. Brad was tweeting. A lot of great comments on Twitter, and just a lesson learned. Now I know to get on it a little bit earlier and make sure that we're on that list. So you know, the next event we'll definitely be there.
Cool. Well, I am getting emails congratulating me on winning my recreation basketball championship this evening. I thank you very much for the listeners that are paying attention to that. It's a big deal when you get my age, T-Mitch.
Okay. Listen, man, I'm ready to get into it. We have a big announcement to make tonight. Any chance I get to talk about Shelly Bouchon, I'm excited.
Oh, for goodness sake. Okay, yes. So we're going to announce the winner of our intro contest tonight, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Now, let's talk about second place, because we're going to announce the winner towards the end of the show, but this was an extremely close race. T-Mitch, tell them how close.
It was extremely close. No, really, like, it was really close. Like, we had to listen back to the last couple of shows so we can re-hear them singing. It was really close. It was so close that we actually made the final decision 2 minutes ago.
Yes, very, very close. So I want to talk about second place for a minute. Second place, we have to give something to second place, T. Mitch, because it was that close. So
what would you like to give the person that was in second place?
I'm thinking second place gets to come to Tillman's and we hook them up with dinner and drinks.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
I think that's a great idea.
I second that.
So then second place for the intro contest, you're coming to Tillman's, you're hanging out with the Q-Man and T-Mitch, and your dinner, your drinks, we got you. It can't get better than that. I mean, that's a good second place gift.
I agree.
First place, of course, you will get up on the same stage that Shelly Bouchan will be on that night, and you will sing one song for the people. Now, it can't get better than that, though, T-Mitch.
I agree. One song, and I make it a good one.
Yeah, you better go for it if you're going to do it. So we'll announce the winner towards the end of the show. I want to talk a little bit about Neo Soul, since we are, of course, powered by X2DL.com, the ultimate Neo Soul website. And T. Mitch, Neo Soul singers, who's your favorite?
We were just discussing this. I don't like having to pick one Neo Soul artist to say was my favorite. But if I had to, I'd have to go with Maxwell.
Really?
Yeah, Maxwell is a favorite of mine. I've been a fan of Maxwell since the first release single, so the cops come knocking. And I was like, yo, who is this cat with the wild hair? And I was still young at the time, so I didn't really understand the sexual content of the song. I really just thought something bad had happened and he was my protector until the cops came knocking. It wasn't until I got older that I realized that it was a bad thing that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I just followed his career. You know, I don't really listen to, this is going to sound really like reverse sexist, I really don't listen to a lot of male singers because I really just feel like they're not singing to me. So I can't relate to them. But I can listen to Maxwell sing. Even though I know Maxwell is not singing to me, I kind of feel like he's singing to them for me. So I can listen to him. Like, Fistful of Tears is one of my favorite songs. Ascension is another one. Everybody was singing Fortunate after they watched Love and Basketball. It was like, I really like Maxwell. I love how he's kind of like the LL Cool J of soul music. He continues to find ways to reinvent himself.
I hear that.
So,
and that makes
that's definitely one of my favorites, Maxwell.
Mm-hmm.
Minus that whole split thing.
Yeah, even though he did that split on stage that time, I still like Maxwell. I don't know who my favorite is, though. I really don't. Like, it was Erykah Badu until she did the video where she stripped naked walking down the street.
You didn't like her in the window video?
Listen, if we're talking about her John Brown hind parts, it was nice to look at. But if you really paid close attention, her ankles were extremely ashy in that video. See, that's
Are
a problem.
Are you kidding me right now?
What?
Her ankles were ashy?
They were ashy.
You had enough time to, get through the essence of the song and the fact that she was at a historical place stripping and removing her clothes to notice the ash level on her ankles. I know who your favorite Neo Soul artist is.
Who?
Because when we were discussing, when you first, you know, told me that X2DL was asking you to do a radio show and we were going to be interviewing an artist.
Oh, yeah.
We got nervous because we started thinking about who some of the artists were we could interview, and you said if we
You know I don't talk about that. You know I don't discuss that.
I'm not going to say the whole thing. But you said if we ever got a chance to interview Jill Scott, it was going to be a problem.
Okay, I like Jill Scott. I like her voice. I like her singing. I like her calves. You know what? Let's take a call, man. Because you're trying to get me in trouble. Let's see. You're trying to get me in trouble. Let's see who Sister Sweet's favorite neo soul artist is. Sister Sweet, we got you on?
You already know.
Hey, sister.
Hey, Team Mitch. You already know.
Let's just get it out the way.
You think I'm obsessive, so let's just get it out the way.
We already know. The only issue we have with your favorite neo soul artist is he had to get naked in a video.
Make her say it first, T-Bitch. Make her say it.
Who's your favorite neo soul artist?
D'Angelo. And not because he got naked in a video, because you know what? I don't care about that.
Naked in this whole.
And he wasn't naked either, by the way.
What?
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't?
Mm-mm. He had on pajama pants.
He did?
Put on real low.
You really studied that video to know that.
I was just thinking that, too.
No. I read that somewhere. I don't know where. A long time ago. But, you know, I love me some D'Angelo. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
This man is still on my own. Pretty much every playlist I have, from my workout playlist to my traveling playlist to my just miscellaneous, there's at least one D'Angelo song on there. And this is, and I did the calculation today, his first album was 12 years ago.
Wow.
12 years ago.
Brown Sugar,
you know,
was 12 years ago?
Yeah. And then, I think Voodoo was in 2000. So that's 12 years ago.
Wow.
And that's music that has lasted. And it's not because Brother decided to do a sexy video, which I hear that, you know, he was very uncomfortable with doing. But it was.
He looked very uncomfortable.
I'm just telling you what I read a long time ago. I don't know if it's true or not. But he felt very uncomfortable with being a sex symbol.
Is that why he put on 50 pounds?
Why y'all always talk about his weight? You know, too.
He asked me how did you feel 50
pounds
heavier.
I like a big brother. But this
really?
That's not the reason. It's just the music is good. I mean, it's good to me as now as it was. Brown Sugar is as great an album now as it was in 1995.
How many times did you watch the How Does It Feel video?
I don't even watch TV. So I've probably
how many
times
did you watch
that
video?
I've probably seen it maybe like 5 times my whole life, and that's the honest truth. I don't go. I mean, I know in the age of the internet, you can say, "Oh, wow, she can watch it whenever she wants." But you know, that's not even the point, because it's just the music was, you know, even back in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was working so hard, I wasn't watching TV at all, so I never saw the video until later. But I love his music. I'm sorry, Dan. You know, I do. And I'm so hoping. I heard that he did a great job in Europe recently, and that his new album is scheduled to be released this year. So I'm just hoping everything works out for him, you know. He went through some stuff.
Agreed.
So, you know, I'm hoping, I think he's a talent, and when I think of Neo Soul, first name that comes to my mind is D'Angelo.
Okay.
I have a lot of other favorites as well, by the way, but he's one of them.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Have you been following our intro contest?
I didn't, you know what, last weekend I tuned in at 10 o'clock, and I was asleep by 10 o'clock in 1 second.
Wow.
Not because of the show, just because I was so doggone tired. So last week is the only week that I missed.
Okay. Have you heard, you've heard both contestants, the finalists, sing?
Right? I have, but I have heard. I did go back and hear them. Yeah.
Now, we are announcing the winner tonight. We've already decided. And we will announce it in the next 8 to 9 minutes. But before we do, I would love to get your opinion on who you feel was the stronger singer.
I'm not going to say that.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to say it. You just put me on the spot.
Oh, come on. The winner is already written down. It's not going to change
anything.
I know,
and I'm not going to even say, I'm not going to even say who. I think that you guys are doing a great job, and I want to. I trust your judgment. You know, I did audition the first night, by the way.
Yes,
I agree.
You did.
And we took that
and
into
I wasn't even on the list.
Yo, yes, you
yes,
were.
We
took that into consideration.
And
no,
you were
did.
A strong, you came in a strong third place.
Thank you. I can at least put
it
that
was,
on my resume.
It was between you, Lady Z, Allura, and the bottle of Merlot.
And I came after the bottle of Merlot. Well, at least
I came before
the bottle of Merlot.
You came in third. The bottle of Merlot didn't
bother. I probably would have put the bottle of Merlot before. That's just me.
So you're really not going to tell us your opinion? You're an expert.
No.
We want your opinion.
Who says I'm an expert? I can't even sing.
That doesn't matter. All right, so you're not going to tell us who you feel was the stronger singer.
D'Angelo would tell us who he felt the better singer
he
was.
He really would.
Why don't we give him a call?
He's probably on an ab cruncher.
For eating gingerbread.
Yo, stop it. You know when I get D'Angelo on this show, y'all going to change your mind.
Oh, don't do that, because we sure won't.
Yeah, no. You see how we act. It's not going to change me.
My first question would be, how does it feel to be back to your original singing weight?
Oh, my God, this weight thing is getting to me. Leave him alone. You know what? We got Ruben Studd. We had, you know what? Luther had so many different weights.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, he was skinny Luther, fat Luther, whatever.
And he was always in the spotlight. He didn't run to Europe.
D'Angelo had some other problems. Speaking of problems, did you guys hear about El DeBarge?
No. What happened?
He got arrested for drug possession with intent to sell.
Wow.
So that's, you know, drugs and alcohol is terrible, terrible. Addiction is a terrible thing.
Yeah.
This guy had it in the palm of his hands, you know?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I don't even have anything funny for that.
Yeah, me neither.
It's not even funny. It's just like, you know, but when I think about D'Angelo and all that, you know, he went through with drugs and alcohol, you just have to wish the brother the best, you know. Hopefully
he'll
get it together, but, you know, it's a hard road to travel, to get over. Because, you know, do you know how hard it is to get a video, like on the major channels or a song on the major radio stations?
Yes.
And this and DeBarge had, El DeBarge had all of that going. He had concert dates going, you know. And it just called to him, you know.
I shopped my video, Making Hard Love, to all of the networks, and nobody would pick it up. They said it was too violent.
Okay. All right.
I can't. I thought you were going to.
I don't want to go there. I'm trying to figure out what that video looked like.
I thought you were going to tell them about the G-Spot song.
I was going to. Yeah. See, they're not ready for that. I was just talking about my Making Hard Love video, you know.
And it was too violent?
And,
I don't know what.
You know, it's just me and three 300-pound women. And it's just a bongo.
Oh, my God.
That's why Q-Man is not a neo-soul singer.
Exactly. and will never be.
Sister Sweet, we are going to, since you won't help, we are going to get on with announcing the winner of the contest, since you don't want to help and give your opinion.
No, I'm not going to do that. It's up to you guys.
All right, ladies. I'm Don't worry, I'm in the chat room with Lady Z. I'm getting confused. Okay.
All right, Sister Sweet.
All right, thank you.
All right,
guys.
Sister Sweet. We will talk to you soon.
All right.
And we look forward to interviewing D'Angelo.
I'm going to make it happen.
That's going to be a great day here.
All right, y'all. Take care.
All right, take care.
Good night.
Oh, man. T. Mitch, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling, like, stalling because I know that Lady Z and Aurora are, like, sitting on the edge of their seat. And, like, they tweet very nice things to each other, but I think secretly they were hoping that the other person's voice would crack while they were singing.
You know, secretly I was hoping that one of their voices would crack so it would make it a little bit easier. And it was so bad that it's been, what, 14 days?
14 days.
One day, I'm like, okay, this one has it. The next day, I'm like, that one has it. I kept flip-flopping, and then I kept listening, and then I kept flip-flopping, and then I kept listening. I'm like, this is giving me a headache.
I need them to understand that I removed myself from a lot of the choosing and a lot of the debating because I know them both personally. I'm good friends with both of them. So
don't try to pin it all on me.
I'm not pinning it all on you because I did have, I guess you could say, the final say. I did have to agree or disagree. We did debate. We came to a consensus. I just need them to understand it was completely unbiased and based solely on the singing they did in the last 2 weeks.
And I need them to understand that if it was a 100-point rating system, one has 100 and one has 99. That's
it was really that close.
It really was. Like yeah. It was that close, T-Bitch.
It really, 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 really was.
It's kind of
awesome. Actually, didn't talk to Q for the last 3 days, just so that we didn't think about it anymore. So that today, whatever we thought today was what we were going to go with.
Because we were actually getting headaches.
Yep.
Which is ridiculous. So that's why we said the second place contestant, whoever comes in second, because there's no loser here. There's first place, second place. Whoever is second place, we're going to hook you up. You're going to come with us to Tillman's to the event. We're going to hook you up with dinner. We're going to hook you up with drinks. That's what we're going to give to the second place person. And I hope that's good.
I think that's really good.
I think it's good. I hope the second place person is happy with that because that's pretty good. T Mitch, you got any announcements, man?
Not really. It wasn't a slow week in soul music, but a lot of things. So we know that Darian is back on the mainland, and He posted on his blog at thisisdarian.com everything about Jazzy Stan out in Kazakhstan, so you guys can go check that out. Spoke briefly with Shelly Bouchon, and she's working on finishing the album and getting ready for Tillman's. Like I said, we tried to get to the Apollo, but we hit some snags, but, you know, we heard that Brad's a really, really good job, so we'll probably be reaching out to him about that. Ife is, pushing her latest single and putting that on iTunes, and it's available for free download at ifemusic.com. And
nice.
That's pretty much, as a matter of fact, I'm looking at my notes now. I actually did have that El DeBarge got arrested. I just didn't read it. I just wrote it down real fast. But shout out to Sister Sweet for that one.
I want to remind our two contestants that the second place person will come with us to Tillman's. We're going to hook you up with dinner, and we're going to hook you up with drinks.
And you get to meet Shelly, and you get to meet us and Shelly Bouchon.
And you get to meet Shelly Bouchon, who is a fantastic neo-soul singer also.
She's amazing. She's very amazing.
She is. That is what our second place contestant will get. I think the prizes are almost even, T-Mitch.
I agree.
Right? To an extent. I mean, don't get me wrong, the winner is going to get up there, but...
And perform and have an opportunity to be noticed and recognized. But I agree with
you. So what do you think? We got 5 minutes left in the show, T-Rich.
I think we can let them know now. Because, you know, they can call in and tell us how they feel. You know, the two of them or the winner, however they want to do it. I know Z is in the chat room. I know Allura is listening.
And if you want to yell at us, just remember, T. Mitch is younger, so his heart can take being yelled at much better than mine.
You can yell at me if you want. This is a business decision.
It was very difficult, though.
This is not personal. Because if it was personal, we'd just take you both, and one of you would open and one of you would close.
Yes. What, you know what? Can we admit that we tried that and that they didn't go for it?
Yeah.
We actually tried that, and they were like, no, you're only getting one.
We really didn't want to pick.
That's how tough the decision was. All right, T-Mitch, it's on you, man. Go for it. We got 5 minutes left. Go ahead and sell it.
After a lot of deliberating and listening to the last two intro songs, the Q-Man and I have decided that the winner of the intro contest competition, who will be creating and coming up with a unique intro to the Neo Soul Show, powered by XVL, and also opening for Shelly Bouchon and XVL at Stillman's in New York on May 1st, is... Pause for dramatic response.
It is very dramatic.
Allura. We decided that Allura is our winner.
Yay! Congratulations to Allura and Lady Z.
I mean, you won by the slimmest of hair on my chinny chin chin.
It was a very close race. And you know what? I hope Lady Z accepts the second place gift and comes out with us to Tillman's and lets us treat her to dinner and drinks. And we do hope to hear from you both as well. If you want to call in, we've got a couple of minutes left, and we'd love to hear from both of them.
That took a lot out of me just saying that.
I know it did. Because it's women, man. This is 2012. Women can fight.
Yeah, and I don't feel like fighting no females.
Well, I mean, that would be my first choice if it was that or... a guy my size, but no, I wouldn't want to. How you feel, T-Rich? You all right?
I feel good that it's out now, and we know who the winner is, and you know we're all gonna have a good time out in New York on May 1st.
And don't be fooled now. You're both winners.
As far as we're concerned, you are. I spoke to 10 people myself. I don't know how many people Q talked to, and I don't know how many, like, email submissions we got. But, you know, at the end of the day, you were the only two that had the gall to call in and sing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we got 30 seconds, and we have a call. It could be one of them. Let's take it while we got 60 seconds left.
Take it.
We got on the line.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
hey.
Allura.
How you guys doing?
Question is, how are you doing?
I'm doing amazing right now. I want to thank you guys so much for the opportunity. And I know that it was hard. I know it was hard because I'm not going to front.
Yeah.
I was sitting here. I played both the shows back, listened to both of them. I was like, oh, man, biting my nails because I was peeping what I did wrong. It was crazy. It was really crazy.
Well,
so I'm thanking you guys and giving y'all a hand clap for making a decision. That was tough. So
it was very tough. But you know what? You are our winner. Congratulations. We look forward to seeing you on May 1st.
I can't wait.
T-Mitch?
Yeah, I'm happy for Alora. I'm looking forward to May 1st.
Awesome.
Alora, I'm glad you called in. We are elated that you will be representing us at the X to the L first launch of anything that they've done on the East Coast. And you will be there along with major neo-soul sensations, Shelly Bouchan. And, of course, we will talk to you before then. But, hey, you're in there. We look forward to May 1st. So get it ready.
Thank you so much. I'll make sure to get it ready.
Okay. We'll see you then.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
T. Mitch, I think we're overtime.
It was necessary to go overtime so we could hear the excitement and the joy. And again, shout out to Lady Z.
Lady Z did a fantastic job. Words can't express how close this was, but Lady Z is somebody that X2DL will definitely be taking a look at down the road.
I definitely agree.
Any parting words, T-Mitch?
Next time we have a singing competition, I would like for more people to come out and participate and sing.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a talent, showcase your God-given talent. There are a lot of people that cannot sing that have record deals. We're just trying to get the talented people out and noticed. And it was exciting. I just, hope next time we have more people and just looking forward to next week. I'm already excited for next Wednesday. I already took off from work on May 1st. I'm going to be in the building. I'm going to save some money. I'm going to be popping bottles and everything, making it drizzle.
T-Mitch, we overtime, man. We out of here, man.
Good night, everybody.
People, man.
Good night.
Till next week, everybody.